When Jesus gives us this example of the need to be persistent in our prayer, what is he really trying to get at? Because for one thing, he's saying, here's an example of somebody who is really couldn't care less. Somebody who has no regard for humanity, has no regard for his fellow man, doesn't care about this poor widow, but yet because she's persistent and keeps on harassing him, eventually he's worn down and says, you know, I can't take this anymore, I'll just, you know, give her what she wants. Now Jesus is not trying to say that God doesn't care about us. In fact, quite the opposite. He explains how what we, for us who have a God who genuinely cares for us, who loves us so deeply, how much more is he going to be willing to hear our prayers if we're persistent? So don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. This is what he's telling the disciples, not to become discouraged. And I think we can become easily discouraged in prayer. And the reason I think that we really become discouraged in prayer is because we don't really trust in God. We don't really love him as deeply as we should. One of the unfortunate realities of our church today, when different polls have been taken, now this is like some polls from quite a few years back, so the results are actually even worse today. But the number of Catholics, people who say that they're Catholic, who believe in God, is about 60%. Out of those 60% who do believe in God, even less believe that they can really have a personal relationship with him, that he has an intimate love for us individually. And while I think that, you know, many of us, sure, we understand that we do have a relationship with God, we do want to grow in that relationship with God, it can easily become somewhat distant or detached. When I think back on my youth as I was growing up, of the kind of, you know, somebody asked me, do you have a relationship with God? I probably would have said yes. I probably would have said, well, yeah, you know, I mean, we went to Mass on Sundays. I would say prayers, you know, now and then. We would say grace before meals. We occasionally would do things around Advent and Lent in preparation, praying the rosary. You know, so there were, it's not like I wasn't praying. It's not like there wasn't anything going on. But my relationship with God was very much detached when I tried to think back on it of what exactly was going on. Because I saw God more at a distance. I saw God more displaced from my life, where he was someone that I would generally talk to. You know, I would say a prayer. If I was really in trouble especially, I would ask him for something. But I don't know how much did I really believe it. Did I really believe that God would hear and answer my prayers? I just hoped he would. I think that's kind of the way that I had this relationship with God. So it was sort of, it wasn't really invested. And I think that's the thing that we need to discover more deeply in our lives. And that's what I came to discover. It was a huge revelation for me when I realized that God wanted to be involved in every little aspect of my life. That God's love for me and involvement in my life was not something that was just kind of in general, that he created a whole bunch of human beings and kind of oversees them as a whole and says, well, you know, let's hope that they do good, you know? My relationship was more of trying to be good or trying not to, you know, disobey the commandments or that sort of thing. But there wasn't really a sense that God deeply and profoundly loved me. I thought, who am I? I mean, now you might be listening to me and go, well, he's a priest, so, you know, well, of course, you know, you're a priest. That's why it happened. No, I didn't know I was going to be a priest. It wasn't, and the Lord didn't reach me because I was going to be a priest. He reached me because I started listening, because I had the right people put in my path who explained that to me, who helped me to understand. And it's something that I think we need to really recognize for each and every one of us here, that God's love is for you. It's for me. It's for each and every one of us. It's not for someone else. No, it is for you. It is for us all. And that God's love, he wants to be the king of our hearts. He wants so much of us. So desperate is his love that he's called a jealous God, jealous for all of our love. He wants to live and reign in us. This is the kind of living, breathing relationship he wants to have with us. I think of it as something like, imagine in a family. If you look at a child, and our Lord says, you know, to have faith like a child. And I think here's one example of which. If we look at a small child, not when they're getting older and they start to abandon their parents for their friends, but when they're little, children don't just ask for things. It might feel like it sometimes, but the children don't simply only ask for things. They have a deep connection with their parents. Mom and dad are everything. Or if you're in a single family, just mom or just dad. But your parents are your world. They're your whole life. And even if you look at from the very earliest moments of a child, little baby, what happens when, say, mom leaves the room? They start crying. And then they see mommy's face. No, mommy's still here. Don't worry. Oh, okay, everything's fine. And mommy just turns around. Because that child just needs to know, that child only cares that mommy and daddy are there. They just need to be there. That's what they want. And if you look at as they grow up, everything that they ask for, you know, will you read a story with me? Will you play with me? You know, just be around. When you're talking, my sister, it's so funny, when I would go and whenever I go visit her, then the younger ones get really jealous at some point because mommy's talking to somebody else. No, mommy talks to me. That's who mommy talks to. Doesn't talk to Uncle Steve, you know. That's not going to happen. But that kind of a love and devotion, this is what God wants from us in our prayer. When he says, ask and you will receive, when he says to keep persisting in your prayer, he's doing so from the context of you know who you're talking to. That this is someone who you lay by their bedside. You spend all day with them. You just want to see his face. And every time he hides his face from you, you go, no, God, where'd you go? Come back. Why can't I see you? And he wants us to know he's always, always there. So if you find that in your prayer life, that it feels like it's lacking, like you kind of wonder, does God hear my prayers? Is he really listening, even if I'm persistent in my prayer? Are we just asking someone? Or are we asking the one whom our soul loves? Who our soul longs for? Because that is what God desires most. And everything that he seeks is to help build that in us. So if we are living in a detached sense in our prayer, then he wants to build that intentionality in us so that we can daily surrender ourselves to Him, that we can daily consciously think of Him, consciously pray to Him, want to seek Him and know Him in our hearts. And I invite you here today, you know, if you want to, in a deeper way, invite the Lord more deeply and profoundly in your heart, because that's the question He wants you to ask. That's the prayer He wants you to ask for. Lord, reveal Yourself to me more deeply so that I may know You, that I may love You, and that I may see how much You love me. Because it's about who we're praying to, not just what we're asking.